Hi, am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread across your nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
What is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me. I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving. I'm still recovering from that epic meal, and getting ready for some more mashed potatoes and stuffing, man. I can go for some more, man. It's been, you know, it's been several days now since Thanksgiving, and I'm ready for some more food. Let's go. Because that was a fun time, but I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving with friends and family, and I hope it was a good day for y'all. Big weekend, obviously Black Friday weekend. We had Cyber Monday. Everything's going crazy, but tonight, it's all about the entertainment news. It's all about the latest and the greatest. It's about non-spoiler reviews, talking TV and movies, and everything in between. It is season 25. It's episode 11, and tonight's show is titled Disruptors. We are talking about the news from November 22nd through November 28th, because today is Monday, November 28th, and we're broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in Tucson, Arizona. And, yeah, so we're ready. We're going to bring you up all the news right up to today. I got four movies to talk about. I got four TV shows to review real quick. And then, of course, the news of the week. I don't think there was a ton of news because obviously it was Thanksgiving weekend. So things were a little bit quieter. So I think we'll get through the show at a pretty good pace. So let's jump right in. And I'm going to start it off with a review of a movie that I absolutely loved. And that was Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery. That's right, aka Knives Out 2, Glass Onion, which is in theaters just for a very short period of time, only in theaters for a week. It came out the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I think it goes through Wednesday of this week, and then it's done. And then you're going to have to wait about a month, and it's going to drop on Netflix, okay? So this is a Netflix movie, but they secured this really cool deal with the movie theater chains to put it in the theater for a week. And I'm so glad because we went to go see this and I freaking loved it. I loved it so much. I think this is better than the original movie. Yes, I said it. Glass Onion is better than the original Knives Out. The story here, I loved. The twists, the turns, I loved. The characters, I loved. I enjoyed Daniel Craig's character, Benoit Blanc. I enjoyed him much more in this movie than I did in the first movie. And this movie's got Edward Norton, Janelle Monáe, Dave Bautista, Kate Hudson, Catherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Jessica Henwick. Lots of great people in this one. And it's funny, it's intriguing. I just love the story they told. And I'm glad I got to see it in the theater and not distracted at home on Netflix like most people will do. And this movie actually did really, really well for its limited release in the box office. It was only playing in about 600 screens. And it actually was number three in the box office. Number three. Only playing on 600 screens. When most movies play between 2,000 to 3,000 screens, Glass Onion over here making that bank. And now I bet Netflix is like, maybe we should extend that theatrical run just a bit longer and get some more of that cheddar. But yeah, I don't want to spoil anything here. You know this. Knives Out was a big murder mystery movie that came out a couple years ago. It was phenomenal, directed by Rian Johnson. And he wants to make it an anthology series. So basically, every couple years, we get a new Knives Out mystery where we're following the character of Benoit Blanc, right? The world's greatest detective played by Daniel Craig. And then we meet a new cast and crew and a new murder to solve. And that's what we're doing here. I loved it. And I think you should check it out. If you get a chance to see it in the theaters before it leaves, do it. If you can't, make sure you check it out, put it on your queue, and get ready for when it hits before Christmas. Over on Netflix, Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery. I give 4 out of 5 stars. Super, super enjoyed this one. My next movie is a film that I did not super, super enjoy, and that is The People We Hate at the Wedding. This is a new comedy that is on Prime Video, and it stars Allison Janney, Ben Platt, Kristen Bell, and some other characters will pop up here and there in it, but it's a comedy film about a dysfunctional family that can't seem to get along and get it together, but they reluctantly reunite for a family wedding. As their many skeletons are wrenched from the closet, it turns out to be just what the singular family needs to reconnect. So I saw the trailer, actually dug the trailer. I like Kristen Bell a lot. Ben Platt, always a good actor. Allison Janney, always good when she turns it on, right? Like the concept of it, right? Oh, the people we hate at the wedding, right? There's always those oddballs out, but this movie is about them being the odd people out, and it just doesn't work. The film is a comedy that's just not funny, and your number one goal as a comedy is to make people laugh and be funny, and it just isn't. It isn't at all. Everything they do in this film, you've seen done a million times over and a million times better in other projects. This movie just fails at everything it tries to do. And it's unfortunate because it could have been a really fun little streaming movie. But unfortunately, it didn't go down like that. Even though it's free on Prime Video, and if you got Prime Video, I mean, I always say watch and make your own judgment. But if you want to save 2 hours of your time, I say don't even bother. Because it's just, it's rough, guys. It's really, really rough. I'm going to be nice and I'm going to give it 2 out of 5 stars. I really should go 1 star, but I did like the actors in it and I know they tried. So I'm going to give it 2 out of 5, but that's a stretch and I'm putting the caveat on it right there. Probably more of a 1.5, but I just don't want to leave a half star. So I'll give it 2. It could have been worse, I guess, but it's not worth checking out. So that's The People We Hate at the Wedding. The third movie I saw is a sequel movie. It's called VHS. Do you remember VHS? That's a horror anthology series. It's been out for many years now. There's multiple films. And the new film is called VHS 99. And this just came out. It's actually streaming on AMC Plus and Shudder. And I love the VHS series, so I was definitely all aboard getting on this thing and seeing what we could do with this new version. So I checked it out, and I hated it. That's right, I hated it. This movie sucks. This movie is worse than The People We Hate at the Wedding. I just didn't like any of the home movie video stuff they were doing. I didn't like any of the mini stories they were doing. It was stupid. It was cheesy. And it was such a letdown. I hope if they make another VHS that they come back strong, but this one just didn't do it. I hated it. And I hate to say that. So VHS 99 gets 1 out of 5 stars. And then my fourth one is not really a movie, but it is a special, and I'm going to kind of put it in that category for right now. And that is the new Marvel Studios special presentation, the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. I've been waiting for this thing for a very, very long time. This is one of the original projects they announced for Disney Plus when Disney Plus was coming out. And I remember when they first announced this, I thought it was going to be an animated thing. And then they said, no, it's going to be live action. We heard James Gunn filmed it while he was making Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which is great. So he had the whole cast there, so nobody's missing. And basically the story is simple, right? This is a 45-minute little short, and it's about the Guardians wanting to surprise Peter with a Christmas, right? You know, don't forget that Star-Lord Peter Quill, he was abducted as a kid from Earth. And he knows about Christmas, and he gets sad around Christmas time. And he's still really sad about Gamora, right? He's lost his Gamora, and we're still out there searching for her. And the Guardians decide, you know what? We want to do something special for him. So let's give him a really good Christmas. Let's go to Earth, and let's get him Kevin Bacon, right? Because if you remember in the other movies, they mentioned Kevin Bacon, right? That Kevin Bacon is the Earth hero. So they want to hook him up. They want to go get Kevin Bacon. So Drax and Mantis go to Earth and they get Kevin Bacon and hilarity ensues. I won't spoil anything else. This is all in the trailer. So don't, you know, don't bite my head off. I don't want to spoil anything. But what I'll say is this thing's awesome. It's so good. It's heartwarming. It's special. It's funny. It's the Guardians. It's James Gunn. It's the whole crew. It takes you back to that feeling you get when you watch Volume 1 and Volume 2. There's just something special about the Guardians of the Galaxy. And what I loved about this special is we get to really focus on Drax and Mantis, which is awesome because, of course, they're side characters in the other movies, and they don't get a lot of time, but they get time in this. And it's great. And Kevin Bacon was awesome. And the story was great. And Groot is awesome. And there's some really cool stuff that happens in here. And I'll tell you, at the end of this thing, I had a tear streaming down my face. This thing ends on such a sweet, emotional note. And it couldn't have ended any better of a way. And it really, honestly, sets up Volume 3. It does. There's a couple different Easter eggs that they do in this thing that I think are going to be big things going into Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which comes out in May of 2023. So I think you should watch it. It's 45 minutes. If you like the Guardians, I don't see how you'll hate it because everybody I know seems to love this thing, and I concur. The Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special is a 5 out of 5. It's so good, and I say watch it with the quickness. So there you go. There's our 4 movies, and we'll recap here in a second. I want to get on over to the TV side, and speaking of the Guardians and speaking about Drax and Mantis, Disney Plus also dropped 2 new episodes of their show Legends, which once again, Legends is a recap show that kind of takes you through the journey of the characters in the MCU before new projects. So they dropped 2 new episodes, 1 on Drax and 1 on Mantis, to get you caught up to speed on these 2 characters. Great little episodes. They're like 7 minutes long. Check it out over on Disney Plus. My new show of the week that I checked out is the Pitch Perfect spinoff, Pitch Perfect Bumper in Berlin. That's right. So this one focuses on Adam Devine, who plays Bumper Allen, right? He was Bumper Allen in all 3 Pitch Perfect movies. And this centers on his character where he gets an opportunity to go to Berlin and pursue his musical dreams. So he goes over there. He meets Flula Borg, who was in Pitch Perfect 3. And they try to make some music together. Sarah Hyland is in this from Modern Family, and Jamila Jamil is in this as well too, who's always awesome when she pops up. We last saw her in She-Hulk. This is a little comedy. If you like Pitch Perfect, I think you're gonna like this show. It's funny, it's a musical, it's really, really funny. It's at the end of the day, once again, we talk about comedy, right? What's the number one thing to do? It's make you laugh, and that's what this one did. It's only 6 episodes. We binged this thing pretty much in one day and absolutely loved it. So I highly recommend it. This is a Peacock original, so you can stream all 6 episodes now on Peacock. My next new show I checked out is one I've been trying to get into for a couple weeks. I'm a little behind. This show started at the end of October, but it's the new Chloe Grace Moretz show, The Peripheral. And this is a big sci-fi show that just started where you got gamers and you got kind of like virtual reality, but then you're putting yourself in this world as other people. It's a hard one to explain. It's from the people that did Westworld. It's very sci-fi. I don't want to spoil anything because this is the kind of show that could really go off the rails with spoiling. So all I'm going to say is I really like it. I'm about 3 episodes in right now at this point. They're long episodes. They're all about an hour and a half. And, but I like it. I like it a lot. She's awesome in this. And I like the sci-fi aspect. I like the gaming aspect. I like going into the machine and becoming someone else. I'm curious to see where this show takes me. So big recommendation here for The Peripheral, streaming now over on Amazon Prime Video. And lastly, I want to talk about the new Criminal Minds Evolution reboot that basically just came out, right? So Criminal Minds is a show that ran for many years over on CBS. The show ended many years ago, and they've been talking about doing a revival, and they finally did it. And it's on Paramount Plus. It's called Criminal Minds Evolution, where they get most of the gang back together to work on a mission. So this case is kind of crazy, and it brings everybody together. Now, what I'm going to say about this is I did not watch Criminal Minds at all. Never seen a single episode. But my wife is a massive Criminal Minds fan, so she really wanted to watch this. And I watched the trailer, and what I got from the trailer was that this was one big story for this season that you didn't really need to see the other seasons to get into it. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. Because everything I had read said it's almost like this season of Evolution is like a movie. It's its own thing. So I did. So they dropped the first two episodes. We watched it and I dug it. I dug it a lot. And I'm curious to see where the case takes you. So I'm not your typical Criminal Minds guy, but I like that this is on Paramount Plus. It's a little bit bloodier. It's a little bit more gruesome. But I like the story they're telling. So we'll check this one out. I think new episodes drop every Thursday on Paramount Plus. So that's what I got for you guys. A good handful there. Going back to the movies, we got Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery. 4 out of 5 stars in theaters right now, only for a couple more days, and then is going to go to Netflix in about a month. The People We Hate at the Wedding, now streaming on Prime Video. 2 out of 5 stars. VHS 99 over on Shudder and AMC Plus. 1 out of 5 stars. The Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special from Marvel over on Disney Plus, 5 out of 5 stars. The Legends episodes over on Disney Plus. Pitch Perfect, Bumper in Berlin, all episodes now streaming on Peacock. The Peripheral on Prime Video. And Criminal Minds Evolution over on Paramount Plus. Okay? So there you all go on that. Let's talk box office. Coming in at number 10, it's The Chosen Season 3. Number 9 is Ticket to Paradise. Number 8 is The Fabelmans. Number 7 is Bones and All. Number 6 is Black Adam. Number 5 is The Menu. Number 4 is Devotion. Number 3 is Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery, bringing in $13 million in a very limited release. Only 696 theaters. Still kills me, right? So let's use Devotion for an example, right? Devotion is in 3,400 theaters and made $9 million. Glass Onion's only in 696 and made $13. Just goes to show you. The number 2 is Strange World, the new animated movie from Disney. And this one, man, a bomb. It made $18 million. An opening weekend, and for a Disney movie, that is horrible. This thing has come and went. Nobody cared. The reviews aren't that hot. I don't know what happened to Strange World, man, but Disney, gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. And number one, once again, it's Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So great job bringing in another $64 million over the 3-day weekend, which is just insane. So big congratulations there to Black Panther, just continuing to kill it week after week after week. All right, that's your box office. That is the news of the week. Oh, not the news of the week. Sorry, that's our reviews of the week. That's our box office. Now let's get to our news of the week. All right, let's get into the nittiest of the grittiest. And so Chris Hemsworth, he's got a new show called Limitless that is now streaming over on Disney Plus. He did it with National Geographic, and that is now streaming. So check that out. And I just want to shout out once again, if you never checked out our Black Panther Wakanda Forever spoiler review, make sure you do that, man. Me, Peeps, Friggins, we got together a couple weeks ago. We broke this movie down. It's available in video format and audio format. So check out our spoiler review. I know you're going to love it. Pedro Pascal, you know he's hitting HBO as he's playing Joel. And Bella Ramsey is playing Ellie in The Last of Us. And we finally got that official premiere date as The Last of Us will be hitting HBO and HBO Max on January 5th. So it's coming close. We got that first poster and it looks oh so good. So check it out. We got a lot of stuff behind the scenes on the new Indiana Jones 5 movie. Still no trailer, still no official poster, still no official name, but a lot of stuff dropping, a lot of pictures, behind the scenes stuff, which leads me to believe that we're getting all that other stuff really, really soon. So there you go. HBO Max's Dune, the Sisterhood prequel, is officially begun production. Peacock's Dr. Death Season 2 is officially added Mandy Moore, which is awesome. So I'm looking forward to the second season of Dr. Death, and Mandy Moore is a great one to add. We have the Season 4 trailer for Doom Patrol as the team faces the end of days. Of course, this is hitting HBO Max in December, so get ready. I'm excited for that one to see where this new crazy-ass season is going to take us. We have the trailer for White Noise, which is Adam Driver's new movie that's coming to Netflix in December, so check that out. Kaleidoscope, we have your first look at the new heist series and its non-linear storytelling. That's right. This is coming to Netflix very, very soon. Nicolas Cage and Jaden Martell are set to lead a new action thriller called Sand and Stones. Black Adam, now available on VOD. And you could purchase it as well. I bought mine, ladies and gentlemen, part of my DCU collection. And, of course, I had to add it to my Voodoo collection to complete my Rock collection that I have. So, just great to see Black Adam again in 4K at home. So, make sure you pick it up. And the physical media will be hitting probably in the next month or two. Top Gun Maverick. A lot of people have been waiting. Hey, when's this going to hit Paramount Plus? I get asked all the time, when's this thing hitting Paramount Plus? We finally have a release date, December 22nd. That's right. They promised before the end of the year, and sure enough, they delivered right before the end of the year, December 22nd for Top Gun Maverick. So there you go, coming to Paramount Plus. Again, have you seen the new trailer for Avatar: The Way of Water? Make sure you check it out. Remember, it hits theaters on December 16th, and tickets are on sale now. So make sure you secure that. I know I have, and I'm very, very excited. God damn, I'm getting tongue-tied today. Blah, 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 blah. Chris Hemsworth says that if he comes back to Thor, which he will, you know he's going to do more. I don't know if it's just Avengers, if he's going to get a solo movie, but he says he feels like the franchise is at a point that it needs to be reinvented again as it moves forward. So I don't know, that might just be him trying to adjust to some of the backlash that they went too comedic with Love and Thunder. I love the comedy stuff, but I can see, you know, that was a fourth movie in a franchise. If they do decide to do a fifth one, I could see them going more hardcore, maybe going like in a Vikings kind of way, right? Like take it a whole nother level, man. It'd be really interesting to see where it could go. Maybe you have it where, you know, once things happen with Jane, he just goes batshit crazy, and now he's just a hardcore just warrior, right? Nothing phases him anymore. I don't know. But interesting enough to know that he feels it needs to be reinvented again. And I'd just be curious to see where they take Thor kind of going forward. Magic Mike's Last Dance, which is the third movie in the franchise coming out in February, the film's big finish will include a 30-minute dance sequence. Get ready for some Magic Mike-ing. The Walking Dead Dead City, which is the first spinoff here, we have the teaser trailer that you can check out starring Maggie and Negan taking on the zombies in Manhattan. Avatar: The Way of Water swimming towards a projected 150 to 175 million opening. I really think it's going to crack 200. That's just me. But, you know, looking to still make that money, son. Aaron Dean Eisenberg is set to enter the ring as Ric Flair for Dean Durkin's new wrestling film, The Iron Claw, which, of course, is coming from A24. So that'd be really, really good. Gary Oldman says that he might be looking to retire after his latest series concludes. Of course, he does. I think it's called Slow Horses or something like that. It's over on Apple TV Plus, so he may be looking to hang that up. George Lopez reunion coming. That's right. His new show, Lopez versus Lopez, will be bringing the ABC sitcom cast back together for Christmas. So that's going to be really cool. Over on the Frasier revival, Kelsey Grammer reveals that David Hyde Pierce is not going to be returning to the series as Niles, and he talks a little bit about the why behind that, so you can check that out if you want to know more. Russo Brothers and The Hunters creator are set to chronicle the FTX implosion for Amazon. I love You. That's right. And I'm talking about You, the TV show over on Netflix. I love it, man. Season 4 is coming, and part 1 is going to be arriving on February 9th, with part 2 following on March 9th. So get ready for that coming soon to Netflix. I love this show so much. And now he's in Paris, and I can't wait to see what it does, baby. London is calling. We have your first look at behind the scenes of Luther. That's right, the movie Luther, starring Idris Elba, as he teases a different experience for the upcoming movie adaptation. We have character posters for all the main characters in Avatar: The Way of Water. Saw 10 is officially filming, and you can see some pictures of Tobin Bell's return as Jigsaw. So, yeah, man, how they're going to explain that? We'll have to wait and see. Michelle Dockery is set to lead the new BBC drama This Town, coming from Stephen Knight. Kevin Bacon opens up about playing himself in the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. So very cool there to see him talk about that. And James Gunn speaks very highly on him. BMF is coming for season 2 over on Stars, and it will be premiering January 6th. And you can check out the first trailer right now. Moving along here, we just talked about the box office there and just what a disappointment Strange World was, man. So I'm guessing that's going to hit Disney Plus here real quick. We got an interesting article up with James Cameron talking about how Leonardo DiCaprio almost lost his Titanic role, basically because Leo was being big-headed and was like, "I don't audition for movies." And James Cameron was like, "Cool, if you don't want to audition, you can get the fuck out my office." And then he was like, "Well, I think I'll go ahead and audition for your movie." So obviously the story is bigger than that, but pretty much, you know, Leo was like, "I don't read for movies. That's not what I do." And James Cameron was like, "Yo, this is a big project for me and it's very important. And if you're not going to read for it, then you can leave. Thanks for your time." And then he changed his mind and he read for it. And look what he got. He got the role and he got one of the biggest movies of all time. So there you go. We have the first official full trailer for 1923, the new Yellowstone prequel that's coming to Paramount Plus. So check that out. We have a three-way NCIS universe crossover that's going to air across one night. That's right, coming Monday, January 2nd. So look at that for all your NCIS stuff. James Gunn says that the future DCU will be connected across film and TV projects. So someone was talking to him about Peacemaker, and he was like, "It's going to all be connected." So very cool there. He also said future video games will even be canon in the future. So that's going to be even more interesting. Which I think that's where Marvel's missing the ball, honestly, is video games. You know how cool it would be to have video games that are tied to the MCU? I would love to play as these characters, like the movie version of these characters in a video game. So Marvel's definitely missing the boat on that. I like to see that James Gunn is looking to tie it all up. Let's see here. I was going to say, make sure you follow us on TikTok, because of course we got lots of video reviews that you could check out. The movie Bros, which came out about a month ago, didn't do very well at the box office, but it was very critically acclaimed. A lot of people loved it. It was certified fresh. Billy Eichner from Judd Apatow, Nicholas Stoller, heard nothing but great things. And now it's going to get its streaming debut December 2nd. It's going to be hitting Peacock, so you can make sure to check that out. We have the first poster for Cocaine Bear. That's right. This is a real movie that's coming, and it's the upcoming thriller from Elizabeth Banks and the Into the Spider-Verse producers Chris Miller and Phil Lord. Cocaine Bear is based on a true story, and it hits theaters next year. A cocaine-fueled crazy bear. I'm in. Let's go. Kevin Spacey trying to make a comeback. He's set to star in a new upcoming thriller called Control, but it will be a voice-only role. So there you go. Baby steps. Baby steps. We have the poster for Knock at the Cabin, which looks awesome. I'm so excited about this. Dave Bautista, shout out again, coming from M. Night Shyamalan. We got an article up with James Gunn talking about some of the stuff that happens in the holiday special. I won't tell you because it's a spoiler. Read the article if you'd like to know more. We have the new trailer for Babylon, so check that out, even though I'm hearing horrible things about it. A lot of people wondering, are we going to get a Namor spinoff movie or his own solo movie? And it sounds like the Namor situation is kind of like the Hulk situation. If you've noticed, there hasn't been a Hulk sequel since the original movie with Edward Norton. And the reason for that is a licensing issue. Universal Pictures owns the full licensing right to the Hulk. Therefore, the only way Disney gets around it is because they can use him in a ensemble movie, but they can't just do a straight Hulk movie. Looks like that's the same issue with Namor. They don't own the full rights to him, but they can use him in an ensemble movie. So until they get that stuff worked out, it looks like we won't see him on a solo tip anytime soon, which is really unfortunate because I would have loved to have seen a Namor solo movie. I don't know how Universal Pictures is holding on to these rights when they've never done anything with them. Like, they've never done anything with the Namor rights. How have those not expired? And they never done really, they haven't done anything with Hulk since 2008. So how's that not expired? So be very curious to see the background of these contracts. We have the trailer for The Mean One, which is a Grinch, the Grinch Who Stole Christmas horror parody movie. That's right, The Mean One. So Killer Grinch, check it out, The Mean One. I love all these killer slasher Christmas movies, because we have this, we have another one coming out that's going to be on Shudder on December 9th, and then of course we have Violent Night, which hits this weekend. I'm like, where did all these killers like Christmas movies come from? But I'm there for it, so let's go. Paramount has shared the original short film Laura Hasn't Slept Yet, which inspired the movie Smile. So you can check this out on their YouTube channel, which is pretty cool. I like that they released that. Scarlett Johansson is set to star in a new Amazon Death Row thriller that's called Just Cause. That's going to be great. Tyler Perry is getting into the business with Amazon Prime. That's right. He's setting up a 4-movie deal with the streaming giants. So he's going to be doing some special stuff over at Amazon Prime Video. And why not? You know, he's going to make some good stuff. Hopefully, just not more Madea. We don't want more Madea, bro. So, and that's it, guys. I told you there wasn't going to be very much news. It was a quiet week with Thanksgiving. Not a lot coming out. We're only at the 30-minute mark. And I spent 17 of it doing the reviews. So look at that. Very short news week. So we'll see if anything else gets released this week that we can talk about on next week's show. But thank you for joining me for this shot in the bucket episode, 30 minutes of Am I on the Air? Hey, man, it's nice and sweet sometimes. It really is. Sometimes there's an overload, and sometimes it just slides right in. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you once again, and make sure you spread the word of the podcast to everybody else that likes movies and TV shows. You know, this is where they need to get their official news from. So spread it, spread the love. And make sure amiontheair.com is our official webpage. So bookmark that. You can subscribe to us on any podcast feed you like. Our main ones, of course, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Those are our main ones that most people go to. But we're on iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. We're everywhere. So just search us up on whichever app you like to use the most. Make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. You can follow us on Hive at Am I on the Air. You can follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega and just simply DonMega over on Hive. And make sure you like us and follow us over on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir. Keeps it pretty simple, right? Just search Am I on the Air on any social and follow along. Thank you to our great affiliates at RedDragonsRadio.com. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. Our affiliates at Pop Culture Pros. Follow on Twitter at Pop_Culture_Pros. And that'll do it from me on this Monday, November the 28th. Thank you so much. I'll hopefully get out this weekend and check out Violent Night. I'm super excited for it. And we'll talk about it next week. So have an amazing week. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!